Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? What y'all thinking, Chris? Drinking? Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Moshikans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS-One moves at his own pace, on vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they want to remain respectable. Stop fronting. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me and boo, shit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we're insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the fire. Oh.
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, girl, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony. Oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Love has your sea. How was your weekend, Ebony?
Good.
Mine was excellent also.
had a little block party here for the kids in the block. A lot of people didn't participate in the neighborhood. I guess they thought it was not going to be successful, but it was a big success. Shouts out to all the neighbors that came out and shared their beer and their food and their chicken and their wine. That was on point. The number is 347-838-9825. It's Monday, and we're going to deal with our zombie attack, because, you know, all over the weekend there always be zombie attacks, and I guess my faithful listeners always tune in and tell me what's going on. Well, so I guess Dana was right about Jesse Jackson Jr. also in that bypassing surgery. We're going to give her a call early this time and see what she want to say about that. And anything that you want to talk about on Open Line Mondays. But today is blues legend Buddy Guy's birthday. Now, I ain't got none of Buddy Guy's music, but I'm going to play something that I have close to it on the underground, a quick Buddy Guy tribute. Give you flowers while you're alive. And maybe by the end of the day, I can come up with some Buddy Guy to play for you all. George Guy, a.k.a. George Buddy Guy, born on this day, 1936. He's an American blues guitarist and singer, critically acclaimed. He's a pioneer of the Chicago blues. He's a pioneer of Chicago blues sound, and he has served as an influence to some of the most notable musicians of his generation, including Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan. In the 1960s, Guy was a member of Muddy Waters Band and as a house guitarist at Chess Records, we met our father. He can be heard on Howlin' Wolf, Killing Floor, and Cuckoo's Taylor, Wang Dang Doodle, as well as his own Chess sides and fine series of records that he made with harmonica player Junior Wells. Rest in peace. Ranked 30th in Rolling Stones magazine's list of 100 guitars of all time. Guy is known for his showmanship on stage, playing his guitar with drumsticks, or strolling into the audience while playing on stools. His song Stone Crazy is ranked 78th in the list of 100 greatest guitar songs of all time, also of Rolling Stones. Guy's autobiography, When I Left Home, My Story, was released May 8, 2012. Born and raised in Louisiana, that's Lesworth, Louisiana, Guy began learning guitar on a two-string diddly bow. He learned how to play guitar strings on a diddly bow he made. A lady was giving him harmony acoustic guitar, which decades later in Guy's lengthy career was donated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the early 50s. He began performing with bands in Baton Rouge. Soon after moving to Chicago in 57, Guy fell under the influence of Muddy Waters. In 58, a competition with Westside Guitars, Magic Sam, and Otis Rush gave Guy a recording contract. Soon after, he recorded for Cobra Records. He recorded a session with Junior Wells for Delmark Records under the Suedo Friendly chap in 65 and 68. Guy's early career was held back by both conservative business choices he made by his record company, Chess Records, and the scorn, diminished, and petty suffrage from few jealous rivals in Chess Records. Guy recorded labels from 59 to 68, refused to record anybody's Guy novel style that was similar to his live show, Leonard Chess. Chess founder in 1987, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees denounced Guy's playing as noise. In the early 60s, Chess tried recording Guy as a solo artist with R&B ballads, jazz instruments, and soul novelty dance tune, but none were released as singles. Guy's only album on Chess was Left My Blues in San Francisco. Finally, issued in 1967. Most of the songs belong stylistically to the era of the soul boom, with orchestrated by George Barrage, Charles Stephanie. Chess used Guy mainly as a session guitarist to back Muddy, Howlin', Little Walter, Sonny Boy, Wilson, Coco, and others. Buddy Guy appeared on stage at March 69 Super Show in England that also included Eric Clapton, Led Zeppelin, Jack Bruce, Stephanie Stills, Buddy Mills, Glenn Campbell, Roland Kirk, John Henson, The Misunderstood. But by the late 1960s, Guy's star was in decline. Guy's career finally took off during the blues revival period of the late 80s and 90s and early 90s. It was sparked by Clapton's request that Guy be part of the 24-night All-Star Blues guitar lineup at London's Royal Albert Hall. And Guy subsequently singing with the Silver Stones Records. When not traveling, Guy performed at his downtown Chicago club night, nightclub, Buddy Guy's Legend at 700 South Wall Bass. While Buddy Guy's music is often labeled Chicago blues, his style is uniquely separated. His music can vary from the most traditional, deepest blues to creative, unprecedented, and radical gumbo as the blues, often rock, soul, and free jazz at most at each night's performance. Now, he turned, Mr. Guy turned 74 today. For most of the 50 years, Guy performed flamboyant live concerts in erratic blues and blues rock, predating 1960 blues rocker as a musician. He had a fundamental impact on blues and rock and roll and influenced new generations of artists. Buddy Guy has been called the bridge between the blues and rock and roll. He is one of the historic links between Chicago electric blues pioneers Muddy Waters and Harlan Wolf and popular musicians like Eric Clapton, Jeff Black, and Jimi Hendrix, and Jimmy Page, and as well as later revivalists like Stevie Ray Vaughan. Vaughan said that without Buddy Guy, there would be no Stevie Ray Vaughan, Guitarist Magazine. So today is blues legendary Chicago blues star Buddy Guy and his birthday. So happy birthday, Buddy Guy. We're going to play some little, closest thing at the blues is Theo Huff. Play a little Theo Huff and he'll come back. Perfect too, because Theo is going to come back with today's topic. I see my girl Dana checking earlier. She must be ready to go on my man JJ. So let me give Theo Huff.
Baby, we took all all we could allow. But ain't nothing gonna stop us. Ain't nothing gonna stop us now. The ifs, the ands, and the buts. I don't give a damn who says what. I love growing stronger day by day. And nobody, girl, ain't nobody gonna take a love away but the so-called friends, girl. They try to stop us before we begin. In our hearts, that nothing could pull us apart. I'm talking about the so-called friends. Oh, you could leave them in the dark. Cause the so-called friends, they sneak around the house, grinning in your face. But they don't know that our love keeps growing stronger. Day by day, ain't nobody gonna take our love away but the so-called friends, girl. Try to stop it, yeah, before we begin.
That's the best thing I can have for everybody, for Buddy Guy. I'm going to try to get a little Buddy Guy back for you. I done lost Dana. Dana, I was about to bring you right back in, but if you can, Dana, I'm going to call back. I see I lost you, so let me go ahead and set the stage for what we're going to be dealing with today. Another zombie attack has happened. This time it said the man who was eating his neighbor's stomach was not on bath salt, but we're going to deal with that. We got an update on Stitch Jackson. JJJ is now in the Mayo Clinic for depression. He could be treated there because of his, almost finished right, Ebony. Gastro-bipatic surgery. What's the word, Ebony? It was where his stomach cut off. What's it called? The gastro-bipatic surgery. What's it called?
Gastro bypass.
You bypass your gastric system. We got stomach cutting off surgery. And earlier when he was depressed, we kind of had it locked down, and Dana kind of called it out. And we're going to have her on dealing with that. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and cut to the chase, my Jimmy Got Soul version. And we're going to bring Dana in, because I was trying to talk for 3 minutes, but we can do this. The first half an hour is brought to you by Organigold, ladies and gentlemen. Organigold Coffee, Tokyo Shana, Fletcher in Mississippi. But let me go in there and wind it down, bring my girl in. All right, Dorothy, I know it's a little bit earlier, half an hour. Got to get you ready for bedtime because summer's almost over. And I get you a little sleep in before you turn into a zombie. All right, everybody, let's get into it. We normally get into it. We'll be a little bit 3 minutes earlier because I want to bring my girl DC Dana in to talk medical with us about this gastric bypass surgery that my man is in.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my way.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3.
Guy, Pretty much take me in Ebony. Gastrointestinal surgery. Yeah, the gastric bypass. You were saying that lack of nutrients could be bringing on that symptom. Do you remember that?
Sometimes symptoms can be side effects, an unexpected result of a surgery. Sometimes some of those symptoms, yes, I remember that conversation.
Okay, well, like I said, well, everybody says, Dana said, it's a depression because it's bypassing surgery. And so Dana got an excuse for him. He was like, no, don't put that on me. Well, I'm putting it on you now because you was correct. And we're about to deal with it right now, but before I'm about to pass the phone to Ebony, and she's about to tell everybody about what's really going on.
Hi, Ebony. Hey.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Don't do it.
And keep your eye on the sparrow.
This is coming from USA Today News. This comes from USA Today News. Jesse Jackson Jr. moved to Mayo, consider a complication. The announcement that Jesse Jr. was transferred to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota pinned down his whereabouts for the first time in weeks and have clear confirmation of the Illinois congressman suffering from depression. It's also mentioned that he is now being treated for gastrointestinal issues, with some experts say Saturday his sinus condition is becoming more complicated. The Chicago Democrat and Senate Supervisor Jesse Jackson has been on a secretive leave of action for nearly 7 years, during which his office has released only occasional snippets of information, including that he's undergoing treatment for a mood disorder at an undisclosed inpatient facility. A new three-sentence written statement from the congressman was distributed by the Mayo Clinic late Friday during the national broadcast of the Olympics opening ceremony, when the public's attention was more likely fixed halfway around the world. As in the past, the statement gave scant details on the apparent ongoing strategy in the face of pressure from congressional colleagues and constituents clamoring for an in-depth explanation. It is said he has been transferred to the Mayo Clinic for extensive inpatient evaluation for depression and gastrointestinal issue, but gave no information on the nature of his depression, where Jackson was being treated prior to arriving at the Mayo Clinic, or his progress. The clinic said Saturday could not release any further details. Mentioning of gastrointestinal problems raises new questions. Whether it's linked to the depression, entirely unrelated to the complications from a 2004 procedure he underwent to help him lose weight. Certainly, some people do, as a part of their depression or anxiety disorder, manifested in gastrointestinal system symptoms, such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, said Matthew Lilly, a psychiatrist in Rochester, Minnesota, who did a year-long fellowship at Mayo in 2010 before going into private practice. But for them to even commit on that word, to me, sounds as it's a significant issue and not just a mild symptom associated with this issue, he said. Mayo Clinic has a highly rated gastrointestinal department as well as a freestanding inpatient psychiatric unit, said John Anderson of the Associates in Psychiatric and Psychology in Southeastern Minnesota. He said people receiving psychiatric care often transfer to the clinic when a physical illness develops, since both can be treated there. Mayo does an excellent job in terms of combining those, and they can treat what essentially is a dual diagnosis, Anderson said. Phone messages left Saturday for Jackson spokesman were
not immediately return. There's no word said on how long Jackson might remain at the Mayo Clinic. Typically, Mayo will keep someone in psychiatric inpatient anywhere from several days to several weeks, Lily said. Though he added the term and the use of the phrase extensive inpatient evaluation, suggesting that it could be longer for Jackson. That will be pretty unusual for someone to stay in inpatient more than a couple of weeks unless there's some pretty complicated issues going on, Lily said. The Mayo Clinic has treated other high-profile figures, such as Asadi King Abdullah, and has a reputation for top-level security and strict inpatient privacy, which is important to the congressmen and those around him. Clinic spokesman Ginger Plumbo said it released a brief statement only because the Jackson staff requested it. We would never release information about any patient without their request or consent, Plumbo said. The timing of Jackson medical leave has raised questions, in part because Jackson is facing an ethics investigation in the U.S. House connected to imprisoned former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The congressman went on leave June 10th, but his office didn't disclose until weeks later. Initially, his office said Jackson has been treated for exhaustion. Since then, the office said his condition was more serious and required inpatient medical treatment. Earlier this month, a statement from an unidentified doctor said Jackson was receiving extensive medical treatment at a residential treatment facility for a mood disorder. The House Ethics Committee is investigating allegations that Jackson was involved in discussions about raising money for Blagojevich's campaign in exchange for then-governor appointing him to President Barack Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat. Jackson was not charged and has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. Now, that's in the USA Today.
I wasn't on USA Today. I was on CBS. I didn't get all of that information. I'm going to deal with a little bit more. But what bring Dana in for a second? What do you think so far, Dana, about that from what we heard?
Now I can't say that, as I stated before, mood disorder is kind of like a blanket diagnosis. It really says that I don't know what's going on with the person, okay? I will say this, that when a person goes in for surgery, and this happens whether it is the most routine surgical procedure or the most extensive emergency surgical procedure, there's things that occur, and especially if you have side effects afterwards, okay? So it's like you theoretically know what you're getting ready to experience, but then you're not always ready for the after effects of the experience. And because of that, it can make it a bit hard for the person who has had surgery. So I'm not surprised by any means. And, of course, I have seen patients exhibit similar behaviors or have similar diagnoses after a surgical procedure. And that's the reason why I said that sometimes something like this can be very common.
Right. Well, let me read a little bit what CBS has CBS report. It goes on talking about he's in Rochester, Minnesota, Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., whose whereabouts has not been disclosed since he quietly took medical leave from Congress several weeks ago. This is CBS report. I'm going to skip through over some of the things Evan reported. Yes, he's in Rochester, Minnesota. She reported that Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson, say Trey J., and then Congressman Trey J., whereabouts has not been disclosed since he quietly took leave from Congress several weeks ago. He's being treated for depression in Mayo Clinic, Minnesota. Now, I know Mayo Clinic depression, but I'm going to get there later on.
Mayo Clinic, you talk about the best of the best, right?
Right.
I would be honored to work for Mayo. You talk about the best of the best. Let's just look at hypothetically about, let's look at gastric bypass, period, okay? You're talking about a surgical procedure in which the person's ability to eat has been so decreased that it is probably not even a tenth or a twentieth of what they're accustomed to consuming in a day. So if you don't have the ability to eat as much or drink as much, there's so many complications that can come from that. And I'm not saying by all means I think a gastric bypass surgery is definitely a good surgery. Why? Because I know that it helps with the chronic illnesses and sometimes can have worse effects on the person, right? It helps with diabetes. It helps with high blood pressure. It helps with a lot of problems that can cause these secondary complications. But when a person has a gastric bypass, what happens is because they can't take in so much food, they can't drink as much, now there's a potential for dehydration. There's a potential for something similar to starvation, right? It's not that they're starving, but their body is it's not taking in as much as they're accustomed to. Okay, so...
What?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Finish.
Well, I was just going to say that there could be so many complications from a procedure like that. And again, you know, the benefits, of course, whoever it is, they need to take time to their surgeon with them, talk to their surgeon about it. It's always a benefit versus risk. And I definitely believe that a surgical procedure like that is very, very beneficial. I think so. It's very beneficial, but...
Do you have a
drug problem? I do. Hold on a
second. Right. Go ahead. Let me finish reading the article about saying, like, Jackson is undergoing an extensive inpatient evaluation for depression and gastrointestinal issues, the hospital said, providing the first details about a medical condition. But the statement released late Friday did not disclose where the longtime Chicago congressman, the son of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, has previously been staying. Further information will be released as Congressman Jackson's evaluation proceeds, the statement said, adding that he and his family were grateful for the outpouring of support and prayers that have been received throughout his care. Phone messages left by the Associated Press and the spokesman. In 2004,
I had to make a correction. I said starvation. I meant malnourishment.
All right. Get back to you on that. In 2004, Jackson underwent a procedure to help him lose weight that involved removing part of his stomach and rearranging his intestines. The Democrat went on leave June 10th, though his office did not disclose it until weeks later, and has been mum's on the detail ever since. Initially, his office said Jackson was being treated for exhaustion, but his staff later said Jackson's condition was more serious than required inpatient medical treatment. They also said Jackson has been grappling with emotional issues. Under mounting pressure from his colleagues and constituents, his office released a statement. I guess Eddie said the statement earlier. I'm going to try to fill you in on the statement. Hold on. This is a statement. Last month, from his unnamed doctor, saying Jackson received intensive medical treatment at a resident treatment facility for mood disorder. The time of his medical leave has raised questions, in part because Jackson is facing an investigation in the House, and we haven't said about the Global Governance trial. The House Ethics Committee is investigating allegations that Jesse Jackson Jr. was involved in discussions about raising money for Glorovich campaign in exchange for then governor appointed to President Barack vacated U.S. Senate seat. But Glorovich is serving a 14-year prison sentence for corruption. Jackson was not charged and has repeatedly denied wrongdoing. Jackson faced Republican and independent candidate in November, though he's widely expected to win re-election. He first won office in 95, which election, and has easily won each race since. His district has now been redistricted, but he's still being the odds on favorite. Yet, people need to realize in 95, he became congressman. In 97, he began wearing a wire. And that's that. But the point I was saying, you look down and going, what you were saying, that rumor, this is rumor on the hill, everybody. Rumor on the hill is that, you know, he's an alcoholic. And, you know, that's one thing that with rearranging your stomach, you need to do two things. You either A, eat a light meal and drink heavy, or B, drink light and eat a heavy meal. You can't do the same thing because your body...
No, that's bull. That's BS, because the stomach's capacity is the same. It's not, and especially when it comes to drinking certain things, you got to figure people who have procedures like that, some of them can't even take pills, period. I mean,
By rearranging your stomach and shrinking the size of your stomach, is it difficult for your stomach to hold food?
A lot of times the food, especially initially, it has to be pureed, and they can only eat like tablespoons of food. Teaspoons of food. I mean, a meal may consist of 2 or 3 tablespoons of food. That's it.
Right.
Right. And so it's not, it's not like you can bypass the food and then turn up the alcohol. No, you just don't have that ability.
Right, right. No, what they're saying is that, you know, he was like overdoing it, you know, eating, over excessive eating and drinking, and I guess that was, that was called, that's what they said, on that room on here, that everybody was tripping on him drinking a lot. But some people also said he was drinking a lot because of the cases that he was under and all the scooping that was happening back here in the Shire. That's what everybody was saying here. But anyway, it was after you saying that, well, listen, see, well, I'm just throwing this out here, Danny. It could be complication from the gastro bypass surgery that he had. Or this could still be a cover. Or this still could be a cover that he's using. Because like his father said, Jesse Jackson Sr., this is a game changer now, and the game has changed. And when the congressman come back, he has a K-Bos doctor, because we don't know his prognosis might be indefinite. So what Jesse Jackson was saying is this is a game changer, and we don't know when the congressman will be back. And when he comes back, we'll deal with it then. Now,
well,
that's
see, I don't think it's necessarily a game changer, though. I think that it is a normal complication. And can you imagine that if your body is not able to take in enough nutrients, imagine the effects that that has on a person mentally. So it seems like, to me, he's definitely in the right spot. Big shout-out to Mayo Clinic. But the other thing is, by him being there, then they're going to be able to help him with anything that he needs medically, which makes sense.
Yes, that does, Dan. That just makes a whole lot of sense what you're saying. But I was really just going on the fact that you told me not to go on there and blame you for saying that he's hiding because he's too ashamed. Let everybody know that his band busted in his stomach, that, you know, he might do the left band retool back in his stomach. But you still got to put that on you. But I'm putting it on you. You're right. It could be complications from the guy Pat. The gastro bypass surgery that he's had. It could be complications.
You can blame
that
on me.
Yeah, but I'm not. But listen. I'm going to blame this on you. You need to take my stance and realize that the man is still in hiding, Dana. He is hiding out right about now. The man is using this undisclosed location because he's hiding. That's the point I'm saying, you know. And by him hiding out, people don't realize he can't come home. Man, dude ain't been home in I don't know how long. You know, dude ain't been home.
That would make sense. If he hasn't been home in all that amount of time, that still says.
Yeah, but Danny, can't come on. Dana, I'm going to say it here, and I'm going to spend like 8 more minutes on the subject before I go my zombie apocalypse prediction. it's like this, Dana. I was trying to tell my man, Sean, if he comes on, he might be able to defend Jesse because, you know, he defends all snitches. That the penalty for snitching is death. Everybody knows loose lips sink ships. If I tell, I stick a needle in my eye, you know, hope to die. You know what I'm saying? Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. You know, if I tell you this, you know what I'm saying? If I tell anything, I'd rather go blind. I swear to you, these are games we play as little children and hope for people's confidence and truth. This ain't nothing that nobody has put in our, you know, just give us a booklet or beat us down. We as children say games as, can't keep a secret, yeah. But tell somebody, no. I promise. You promise? Cross your heart. Hope to die. I mean, I cross my heart. If anything happened to me, I won't death. If not, you can stick a needle in my eye and I'll be blinded. These are the oaths we throw out when we have little children. So my deal is the penalty for snitching is that you will receive that penalty once you violate an obligation, but the simple fact that he can't come home because the mob is looking for him, because his fundraiser, the man that's been raising him money, the man that has been backrolling him for years, has gotten arrested. Now, he's sitting in jail wondering how the hell that he comes and getting arrested.
In the meanwhile, it comes out there that the dude that he's backing, the dude that he went on the limb for and tried to get to buy the seat for, the dude that he went did all the money for, that the dude that he got to buy a woman to come all the way to Chicago and have an affair with, this dude right here is in jail realizing my friend Jesse Jackson is wearing a wire. Now, when Niggas got arrested, Jesse can't come home because there's a car probably waiting outside of his crib. He can't go to his office because there's probably a car waiting outside of his office. They're not, now you know he's in Rochester, Minnesota, maybe. Maybe not. Because it's a Mayo treatment clinic and that's supposed to be so, what I say, secure or confident. It's supposed to be so secure that they're not going to tell you where the person is and who's treating the person. It's very one of the confidential places where you can go and get your business taken care of where no one knows or going to be bothering you. So they got him out there hiding with the protection agency because he's got a squeal. You got the FBI agent, chief of the FBI here stepping down. You got your boy, Fitzgerald. Everybody's leaving. They got my man Jesse stuck here on the handle because he has to come in and testify against this man who's been backing him for years. This was a friend of his. Now, let me tell you how loud this friend was then. This friend is a dude that went to Robert Gorman and said, we'll give you some $1 million to get my man Jesse Jackson to become governor. This is a dude that, you know, went and did the job. And Jesse Jackson said he didn't know he was going to do it. I didn't tell that man to do that stuff. Now the man who Jesse said didn't tell to do that stuff is sitting in jail like, I can't believe the man told me he's going to do this shit, now I'm in jail. But anyway, that is enough to make a man, like Emmy said, regurgitate and have, what's Emmy, his bowels? Vomit, diarrhea, nausea, and diarrhea. See, when you're nervous, your stomach gets queasy. You know, you get the vomiting. You get nausea. You can't hold food.
Okay, so here's my question for you.
You get the shaky bowels. You get the shaky bowels. Go ahead, Mommy.
Okay. You ever heard of a movie called Wag the Dog?
Yes, I have, and that's why I'm saying this is a Wag the Dog story. He is not depressed
or in a guy pack.
He is hiding out in limbo, and he's throwing his Wag the Dog story out here for everybody to feel it. You're right, Dana. I'm with you. Keep it going.
Okay, so here's my question. Here's my question. Now, what if they're just trying to make it seem like he told on his boy?
You're right, Dana. I think that's what they're trying to do, Dana, because, again,
is that possible?
Hey, Dana, this is America. Only somebody in their right mind can testify against you. And the same man cannot come in court and testify against you. Everybody knows that. You know, so the irony is that he testified against Robert Gorevich. Was he crazy?
What if they just trying to hem him up? I mean, you know, I see
Dana,
it all the time on the first
Dana,
day. They call the one person in, and they go, yeah, we got your boy telling everything. Matter of fact, I just saw on the news show, on one of these old 48 specials, you know, the little true crime scenes or whatever they call them, where the policemen said they didn't have any evidence. So what they did was they went and drew a sketch that looked similar to the person. And so it was the guy who they had their eye on, who they thought committed the crime. So what did they say to him? They were like, well, who is that? And he was like, well, that's me. Okay, well, we got this picture of you. You got anything you want to tell us? And what does the guy break down and say? I did it. It was a trick. They had zero evidence against this dude, against his brother, nothing. And when I say brother, I don't mean just because I'm saying brother, I mean he's a black guy. I just mean brother, guy.
Right, because like everybody knows, like Dana said, because you're black, don't put you in a club. Right, go ahead.
I'm not saying that, Jimmy. I'm just saying that because I don't want to insinuate that. I don't want to insinuate that this show was about the black guy that got set up for the crime because they had a picture of him. And they really didn't have a picture of him. They pretended like they had a picture of him, and that was enough to get him to sing, right?
Okay.
So how do we know that Jesse Jackson Jr. is not being framed?
Well, because this.
So once the Inquirer releases something, everybody.
Dana. Because this is why. Because he had this man fly a white woman in, and they got him on the plane tickets. I'm just saying.
But that don't make no sense to me. That's why I'm telling
Dana,
you. That don't make no sense to me. Why this grown woman could make a reservation?
Listen, he tripped over his dick and got caught. That's about
it. Come on. Now, we all know that the only way you can prove adultery is to have somebody see you in the act. That's the only true way to prove adultery.
I'm
you can't
here. The wife came out and said they know about it. They dealt with it. I mean, they done went through all right. The adultery has been admitted. So we ain't going to deal with woulda, coulda, shoulda. The family dealt with it, pushed it in the board. But the point I'm saying is, this small belly motherfucker, I don't call him a jelly belly sack sucker, but this small belly, small intestine little motherfucker could not, and I mean could not, wire his woman some money under alias name for some plane tickets so she can fly a butt out there. Or he couldn't even get a dummy credit card to fly. But By Nyack being a business consultant and being a campaign manager, nobody who's giving money to your campaign, they can't do stuff like that for you. They can't buy you meals, can't buy you clothing, they can't buy you around here and there. That's unethical. And he paid somebody to fly his broad in here so he hang out. And that's what he got caught up in.
Or maybe they make arrangements and it just makes you look guilty.
Well, listen, here's the
guilty
thing,
Dana. If that's the case, why would he need this dude to fly, if that's his woman, why would he need him to fly her anywhere?
Big pimp, trying to be a Mac, trying to be a pimp. Like, and I'm going to look out for you to do that too, man. And, yeah, I'm going to need this and fly my bitch in here, all right? And I got you, okay?
Yeah, but most people most people like this. Well, if they messing around, they're trying to keep it on the low. You know what I mean?
Or dude might be like, no, or dude be like this. Hey, Jesse, I know a girl she want to see. I'm going to fly a girl in for you. I think she want to come hang out with you. All right, fly her in.
Yeah,
I got some girls you want to
see. Okay, but you know, I've had my fair share of friends. Not me by any means. I've had my fair share of friends that have done some dirty deeds. And they don't usually get everybody else involved in it. You know, you may see him and her at the club sitting around talking, and then they, instead of telling them what they're doing, they're going to come over and give you the lie, the well-crafted lie, right? Oh, yeah. So-and-so, she just happened to be here. Right?
Right.
And then, you know, you see them about 10 or 15 times, and you say, I wonder. But they're not trying to confirm or deny. Yeah, you do not hear anyone trying to go and get somebody else to fly their girlfriend / boyfriend or whomever into town just so that they can mess around. It don't make sense.
You're right, Dana.
When you talk about kids, that's different.
Dana, that's why after tonight's show, I would love for you to just look at the woman. Look it up. It's all on Google. She's been everywhere. You know, she's everywhere. Everybody know about it, but that's not the problem. The problem is, Dana, that this guy's been wearing a wire for 13 years, and now it's finally caught up at. It's like this, Dana. When you're a secret agent, and you're undercover, and your testimony got to put the man down, it's going to come a time where you got to testify. And it's got to come a time you to pay the piper. And right now, he's just buying for time.
If that's the case, why 13 years later? You know, if somebody undercover, unless you're a policeman, you ain't going undercover no 13 years.
Okay, Dan, let me tell you how it happened. Let me tell you how it happened, okay? This is how everybody in the world found out that Jesse had a white woman that the man brought to him, okay? Now, Jesse, everybody was jumping on Jesse Jackson like, come on, Jesse. You had to be involved with Robert Griffin going down, everybody, the whole city. Come on, Jesse, tell the truth. Weren't you wearing a wine? Come on. Weren't you buying a seat? So Jesse came on the radio, as he said on WLS radio. He said, if the federal government got anything on me, then tell them to bring it on. They ain't got nothing on me. Tell them to bring it on.
He said this.
If the federal government got anything on me, they know I'm innocent. If they want to have me arrested, they'd arrest me. If they wanted me locked up, they'd have me locked up. They know I'm an innocent man. If they want to have anything on me, then bring it on. I tell them right now to bring it on. Then the next day, they brought it on. They put it in the paper. Jesse Jackson, the white woman, and it's at night. They brought it in the paper. They put it in the paper. He came on the radio, boasting and bragging like he was, they ain't got nothing on. They can't touch me. I'm the man. And the quote of the day is, and everybody put it on all their little sound bites when they had Jesse Jackson Jr. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. So by them telling the government to bring it on, the next day, they put in the paper that the dude that Souls was buying a seat bought a ticket for you and this white girl. And basically what they're telling Jesse was, shut up. You know what I'm saying? They leaked that out in the paper like, man, hey, shut up. And he got quiet. Then he came and testified against Blagojevich. Then he disappeared again. And now when the day his the dude Nyack, the day the dude who was buying the seat, quote unquote, for Jesse got arrested. He didn't get arrested for buying the seat. He got arrested for Medicaid fraud. He got arrested for Medicare fraud by billing the government erroneously on all this patients. Now he had about like 10 clinics up here in Illinois. Now dig it. Now he was making like damn near $7-8 million a day a month business. He was making money off this over billing deal. Now him, all this whole camp, the whole Indian crew are in jail. Now they in jail like, what the hell is going on? Your boy was wearing a wire, homie. All of a sudden.
Okay, now let me tell a different version of the story, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, now here's just another spinoff. I don't know if this is what happened or not. But from what I've heard and what I know, and what I've experienced, sometimes a duck is not a duck. And when people try to make it seem like, especially when you're talking about some of these crooked government officials, try to make it seem like something went down, we know it ain't always go down like that. For instance, Watergate. Right?
What I'm saying right here, is now I'm saying speculation. It is connecting the dots is what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is I'm not throwing that Jesse Jackson trying to buy the seat. I'm not saying that, which I think he did. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that Robert Nyack, the dude who's in jail, who's Jesse Jackson's bankroller, went to offer Bob Glover $6 million for his campaign due and Robert Glover to take it. He's not in jail for that neither. I'm not saying they offered it to him, but that's what they alleged. But he's in jail. All I'm saying is a dude who offered Rob Blagojevich some money for Jesse Jackson Jr. to get the Senate seat is now in jail, not for offering money, but for the Medicare fraud. Now,
but
he's in jail wondering why I'm in jail for the Medicaid. He's in jail right now thinking why I'm in for the Medicare fraud. Well, in his mind, he gets a congressman in his back pocket because he's been giving a congressman millions of dollars to be congressman. And all of a sudden, he's in jail over a federal crime. And the dude that he's been backing for years come to find out that he's been working for the government as an informant. Now, here's this little dirty crooked dude, which is true, dirty crooked dude. I'm not, they ain't got no love for the man. Here's a dirty crooked dude been backing Jesse Jackson. A, Jesse Jackson been bankrolled by a dirty, crooked dude fucking with the government. B, if Jesse Jackson want to say, I've not been rolling with a dirty, crooked dude to mess with the government, I've been investigating him because I'm an FBI agent. Now I got to come testify against this guy to let everybody know that the guy that's backing me ain't no shit. I don't take money from crooks. Now, it's either A, Jesse takes money from crooks, or B, Jesse was investigating the crook. Now,
the crooked doing what crooks do, and then because they're crooks, they do crooked stuff, and they take anybody down with them that they can.
But the crook ain't going down. The crook ain't singing. The crook got snatched. The only reason why the crook got snatched is because this boy turned him in. The point I'm saying is this. Was Nyack a crook? Yeah, he's a crook. Did Nyack back Jesse Jackson for Congress campaign? Yes, he did. Now,
well, we don't know that he's a crook, and we don't know if he backed him, and we don't know that he was a liar. We don't know any of that stuff. These are all speculation.
We do know. Dana, it came out. Listen, we know this because it came out on the wiretap tapes that the government had during the blowout of his trial. What we're coming out, what we're saying is coming off the wiretaps that they was tapping the whole situation.
Why isn't it that the tap was there to try to get some information? Period.
Well, the point I'm
and
saying
then,
is that,
and
that,
then
that,
because
that
the tap
true.
Was there, it kind of makes you look bad. It makes you look like you did something when you didn't.
But then you come out
you
and say that
for 15 you were. Years, for 15 years, you're going to have a bunch of dirt. What are you waiting for? Year number 16?
No.
Okay, we got a lot, but we're going to get one more thing? That don't make no sense.
But, Dana, the point I'm saying is, until 2008, nobody knew that he was an informant. He's been undercover for 12 to 13 years. He's been undercover. He was undercover. So, what I'm saying is this, Dana. Let's say this. This is what we do know. We know that Robert Nyack, an Indian doctor, has been backing Jesse Jackson's campaign. Yes, you know that. We do know that the same guy who's in jail, Nyack, offered Robert Gorevich millions of dollars for the Senate seat. We do know that. He's not in jail for that. We do know that. Now, by knowing that, we can logically, emphatically assume, even as oxymoron, that Jesse Jackson Jr.'s backer is a crook. We can say that. Now, he has come to the conclusion that Jesse Jackson works for crooks. Or we can come to the other conclusion, which Jesse Jackson wants everybody to know that he's an undercover agent investigating crooks. And he's trying to do a good job, which in case he did, that's why my man is locked up. Now, on the flip side, dude's in jail like, what the hell happened to me? Jesse Jackson. Which brings us back to God by God.
Or because it's an election year, and they're trying, people are trying to put all this terrible stuff out there to make people seem twisted so that they can,
He can come out there with a turd out of his mouth and tell everybody, I fuck rabbits at nighttime, he still win. Period. So it's not like he's threatened. He's not threatened. There's no worthy challenge. He's not threatened. The point I'm saying is this. They're not threatening his job. He has job security. They're not even humiliating him. You see, he's humiliating himself. He is doing this to himself. The media is not doing this to him. He's, by admitting that he wore the wire, he's an informant, that got him the more trouble that he got. He got his mom out here crying, so they set my son up, trying to make him congressman, senator, and all this stuff. He wasn't ready for it. Leave my boy alone. You got his wife on TV saying, I'm worried about my kids, I'm going to be financially compensated, I want money. Point I'm saying is this. He can't come home. He's in trouble with the mob. And that's all I got to say on this subject. And I don't want to spend the rest of the whole 2 hours on Fatboy Slim, who got half, who ain't got the stomach to show his face, literally. Hey, Jesse, you got the stomach to show yourself? Oh, no. Have your stomach removed. I forgot. Okay, but before I go into this one commercial. Oh my God, my stuff is so slow. Evan, get your camera. You go to your my thing's acting up. Give me go to Blog Talk. Give me Kanye. Oh man, get to Kanye. And I would like to have. Oh man, see that everything's so underground, man. Everything's so slow, and I can't get my computer back up and running.
Maybe it's a, okay, here we go. Let me try this, get it again now. Am I back in the studio? It must be the electronic burst. You go on Soul Twitter, give your stuff up now. All right, Dana. Now it's 9-11. Might as well wait it out because I was supposed to commercial break at the 9 o'clock hour. And let me see, I'm supposed to be off playing commercials at that time. And I can't get that commercial in. And I want to play a song to Jesse Jackson, but I can't get that in. So, okay, Dan, go on there and talk it up for a minute, because I got a blank screen. What did you do this weekend?
You know what? Just I went and watched my son play a basketball game. He did his thing. I was very proud of him. I just hung out with the children. Of course, me getting to hang out with them is always makes it always a great weekend.
Right, that's
so
true.
And I pray for our country. I said a prayer for all of us, man, that hopes that things will get better because it's getting kind of bad out here. I just saw something online where, again, the president is being targeted with all these negative, unethical statements. It's just terrible. It's terrible. So if you ask me all of a sudden 13 years, 15 years, 20 years later, it's not no surprise to me. It's not a surprise to me.
Okay.
And when I know,
well,
and
Dana,
I know
Dana,
for a fact
Dana,
that we
Dana.
Have some crooked folks up in our government.
Ebony. All right, Dana, you blew room. Here you go, Jesse Jackson. This is you right here.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand, nigga. Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my head, nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my wife better, my pen's better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cage vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, all of that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, all of that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, all of that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Sneak nigga, all of that shit I don't like.
The Chicago nigga.
Smile in my face is what I don't like. They see a whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dyke. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge Knight. Free bump, Jay, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., Jay Boogie, right? Chief King Louis, this is Shy, right? Right?
A fuck nigga, all of that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, all of that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, all of that shit I don't like. Sneak this all of that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like. A snitch nigga, all of that shit I don't like.
Fake
Gucci, that's that shit I don't like. Smoking on his dope, higher than a bite. This bitch gon' knock me down, she gon' let me fight. Yeah. So star, that's that nigga that I like. I don't want relations, I just want one night. Cause a thirsty bitch, that's that shit that I don't like. I got tats up on my arm, cause this shit is life. And I stash on a bunch of clothes, cause I'm living life. I come up on the scene, and I'm still in light. Bitch, I'm how life got me still right. Bitch, I'm Chief Keef, fuck who don't like. And bitch, we GBE, we just gon' sight. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Shout out to
D-Town,
yo.
Wow,
we
are not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old bitch she was fucking the lane. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, bling. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas and it's full life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
Sneak is not that, that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple,
purple.
I done sold white,
white.
Running out of work, that's that shit I don't like. She never let me hit,
nah.
She gave me dome twice. She blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the cube, another 30 for the G. But believing ourselves when nobody else believed us.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak, that's that shit I don't like.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound, run for cover, cover, cover.
Here I come, pumping in the bunk, make you wanna hurt something. Watch the second man, I don't have to sex them. Hang them out the window, call me Michael Jackson. I'm a pain in your rectum. I am dead, self slept on. Heavy hit around, spit up, call me rerun. Hey, 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 I'm what's happening. Hypnotic in my drink,
that's right.
Shake till it sinks,
that's right.
Put the bones on the beat,
that's right.
Put it down for the street,
that's right.
Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. We here, we'll make it boom, boom, jump. If you's a fat one, put your clothes back on before you start putting potholes in my lawn. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm under attack like my name was Saddam. I am the bomb from New York to my lawn, and I can write a song sicker than Jeffrey Dawn. Just touch my car alarm, breaking my car, you will hear Viper arm. I've been a superstar since Daddy King was raw. I'm live on stage, come on and give me some applause.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You all are so wonderful.
Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake yourself. Pop that, tickle that fat. Don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet.
Hey, yo, Missy, it would be my pleasure if you just let me knock their ass out for you, baby. Let's go.
It's the immaculate, incredible, magnificent, unforgettable, unimaginable.
Oh, that's such a dramatical situation.
See the list you be facing while I be in the place. The way we be keeping the party shaking.
Hut,
one,
hut,
two,
hut,
three,
hut,
four.
Hut.
Get that thong, shorty, pull it out your butt.
What?
See if you were the maddest, laying the cut.
What?
If you ain't singing, oh, keeping your mouth shut.
What? Shut.
What? Shut.
What?
Keep your mouth
shut.
Put a couple shorties back and they cleaning my house up. Almost forgot to mention I'm one of the most important and relevant in the street. Like a genius, we speak intelligence. Look at all of the shapes of the diamonds in my bezel when light hit. Complicated, I caught a charge of embezzlement missing. Give it to him, let's take them all on the ride. Just remember that Pastor Dutch on the left hand side.
That money, just keep it going like the Energizer Bunny. Shift that, shake that, move it all around. Break that, yank that, Dutch back now. Freak him, freak her, whatever your choice. Didn't come to judge, I came to get your voice. Scream, my voice is lost.
Can I get a ride on a white horse? Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake yourself, baby.
Zombie song thing, and it was about 2 weeks ago. An incident occurred over the weekend. Another incident occurred about 2 weeks ago, July 12th, in the slew of the brutal zombie apocalypse attack. 22-year-old Jeremiah Hughie, a white guy, cannabis behavior was initially blamed on the designer drug bath salt, but experts say this may not be the cause, according to the Examiner. Early Saturday morning, a Florida family woke up to find Huey, H-A-U-G-A-T-E, naked on their roof before attacking and biting their homeowner. It took police five hours to subdue the attacker. I repeat, it took police 5 hours to subdue the attacker, who continued to fight emergency and hospital personnel with unusual strength. The Augustine Police Department and Mark Sampson said it's likely that the man ingested a type of hallucinogenic drug, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. It hasn't been confirmed. My phone threw me off. Okay, the bath salt prompted a bizarre behavior. Sampson said the attacker was exhibiting symptoms of a new phenomenon known as Excited delirium. Obviously, any prudent person will realize this suspect was out of control, out of his faculties, and far beyond just normal drugs of a drunken state. Sampson said he took a butt-whipping from the officers, but kept on coming, which is typical of an excited delirium. Officers did what they were trained to do to prevent him from further injuring himself or others. Sampson also said Hughie removed a chunk of flesh from the victim's stomach, according to the Examiner. These individuals who are in the state of excited delirium seem to feel no pain. They got a name for it now, Dana. Excited delirium. Seem to feel no pain and have extraordinary strength and endurance. The St. Augustine police spokesman said, another sign of the delirium includes an elevation in body temperature due to the ingestion of an unfamiliar substance. This is one reason they feel the need to pull their clothes off, because their body is sending a message that they need to cool down, Sampson said. Everyone's symptom is different, and people in the medical field know this as the reaction of some individuals to substances they breathe. Check this out. This is known to people in Dana's field. This reaction is known to people or individuals who either breathe or ingest a strange substance. What has been dubbed as a zombie apocalypse behavior, which included biting, and incoherence, is caused by elevated dopamine levels and heart stock protein. It's caused by elevated dopamine levels and heart shock proteins. When this happens, the brain fails to process correctly and create Turns out the brain fails to process correctly and creates a manic or psychotic state in some individuals. They're locked in a medical nightmare, but without traveling or arriving, officers are likely to view them and their threatening behavior as a criminal problem, said Police 1 Lieutenant David Nichols of the Appleton, Wisconsin Patrol Division, according to the Examiner. Excited delirium is typical associated with the drugs such as cocaine, methamphetamines, PCP, but more recently been caused by bath salt, K2, fake marijuana substance. According to the excitingdelirium.org, this disorder, what's happening? Is it K2 stuff or? According to excitingdelirium.org, this disorder has attracted attention over the past decade due to the sudden, seemingly inexplicable death of highly agitated subjects held in police custody. Law enforcement instructed websites at officers.com says that there are an estimated 50 to 125 in custody deaths in the United States related to this condition. Listen, there's 125 police-related custody deaths. That means 125 people have died in police hands over this. I didn't really realize that. The infamous zombie attack in Miami that spurred the cannabis craze was thought to be the cause of bath salts. No trace of the substance was found in the Rudy Eugene system. This is one of many incidents related to the drug occurred within the past month, such as 31-year-old Carla Murphy, who smoked bath salt and attacked the maternity ward staff at Pennsylvania Altoona Regional Hospital earlier in July. A man to believe on synthetic marijuana reportedly ate his 40-pound family dog at the end of June. It goes on to say that this drug is causing individuals to act in a chaotic state. And to go ahead again and talk about the new excited delirium that that people are expressing. But now, Dan, here it is Monday again, and like every Monday, I'm getting a new bath salt story.
Now, Jimmy. Now, I know I've said it before.
If you can't
these
bath
salts are a ploy. They are a way to try to create racism or create fear of black men. And it's a way to hide what's going on for some other folks, right? Well, you know, all the time I've been trying to associate it with, I say, every time something happens to somebody, then here we go, another zombie, right?
So far. You on it so far.
Now, today a report came out that CEOs are investing in somebody's campaign 4 times the amount that's being invested into the president's campaign. Right? It came out in the news today.
So,
and then what happened?
You tell me. Hello? Hello? You tell me. Oh, my fault, wrong phone. My fault, wrong number. You tell me, Dana. You tell me. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I got you now. You tell me.
And what happened? Right after that report came out, here comes the zombie. Maybe it's coincidental. Maybe it's coincidental.
Yeah,
it just seems kind of
suspicious
if you ask me. Stop it.
Well, listen,
it
all I'm saying is this. Listen, Dana, well, you want to blame the zombie attacks on the conspiracy theory that because we got a black man in president, we got zombies. I got some people saying because of gay marriage, we got zombies. I got some people saying because of the war in Syria, we got zombies. I got people saying we got zombies up and down the aisle. But all I know is this. That the media is not informing people of a brain-eating epidemic that is sweeping the country. Now,
You're right. The media is not informing people of a brain. They're not creating this brain-eating epidemic. But if certain people are being slipped a Mickey, And because they're being slipped and Mickey, now they're eating brains, then that's what's creating the fear. It's not the reaction to whatever it is that's causing this. Because it couldn't be drugs. It couldn't be drugs. And just not one person is going to get bad weed a week. You're not even getting a two a day. So either whoever it is that's selling the bad batch is only giving it out once a day, which is very unlikely. Very, very, very unlikely. I can even add 10 berries to that unlikely. Or it's something else that's causing it. Because, again, unless the bad batch only happens to be given to one person at a time, it's something suspicious about these zombie reports. There's no way. There's no way, even the law of statistics, heck. If you take how many people, you line them up in groups or whatever, so many of them going to have HIV, so many of them going to have this, so many of them going to have that, just statistically. Now, you got the dealer giving out the bad stuff, and all of a sudden there's only one person getting it at a time?
I agree. Dana, I agree with you. But before I start any more further, which I am going to go on, my producer told me I need to not only take a break, but go through the top 10, and she has to read some PSAs that she missed on our last show. So let me run through this top 10 for 1 second, everybody.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me suicidal, women make me hate the night. Just too real, it's homicidal, little killer, social life. Bypass the friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and
down. Yeah. I know you're not perfect, baby, but you're perfect for me.
You know it.
I love them all, flaws and all,
yeah.
Can't love,
She
fly, we fly, Gucci and my Levi, flyer than that G5, them thick thighs like oh my show game, no mo game, pull up in that cocaine, Lamborghini, drop top, pull up in that parking lot, with a bad chick, smashing, body so Kardashian, wifey type, bless your life, make me feel like fashion, flaws and all, love them all, shopping sprees I'm cashing, is it real or what, can we chill or what, give you good love and affection, balling out, calling out, Midwest girls, dirty south, east coast, west coast, show me what that hype about, hold me down, play your part, I show you what that life about, diamond rings, finer things, I move you out your mama house.
Sometimes I do wrong, and when I do wrong, it's hard for me to move on without feeling guilt, without feeling shame. I can't point the finger, I am the one to blame. I can't really explain, all I can say is I did it. But I'm before you now with the heart that's repentant. Got myself tangled up, now my spirit strangled up. I know what I'm in for, chasing this spot to come. I am not a bastard, I am one of your sons. Have mercy on me and deal with me in love. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to please have mercy on me. I made
DQ Productions.
You know what did you make it for?
Make it
and I'm
street.
Profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours?
You make
history in the making, know what did you make it for?
Make it
and I'm
street.
Profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore.
Can't ignore me at all.
For the people, bruh, I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to strength the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my ties. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom spoke, you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Those boys whipping in the ghost fire on the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, you're solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
You don't know. Dana. Yo, check it. Yeah. No matter if the devil is your love, we're not going to be ridiculous. The father of the blessing in abundance in store for us. You're taking it serious. I live your life so dangerous. Not if it's a champion, don't know him of a purpose. Great is your love, that is coming from above. More than kisses and hugs, it is all about the blood. No jealousy, no rush, no pushing, no shock. Stand firm, be strong, one of my friends of us.
We all look for miracles each and every day. A quick fix that will temporarily carry us away. Each of us has questions about the road that we should take, cause we know there's a consequence for the choices that we make.
Gonna take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Braille. Cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on.
Way back in 96, when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck.
It's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major. Razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major. Razor sharp my grind. Raise up my hustle on elevator.
To the penthouse.
Yeah, that was our little melody of the top 10. Take a Black, Can't Love, Theo Huff, Sons of Thunder, Prophet Child Paul, Tommy James, Braille, Dana Devine, Braille, Child Paul. Okay, Dennis, that's for now. Back to what you're saying about the zombies now. I'm sorry, I have to give everybody credit due for the making our top 10. And we have a subscription drive coming up in a minute. Dana.
Yes,
you know our July numbers. Oh, Dana, you know how hot our July numbers are. You know, Dana, I thought in the summertime people would not be in the house on the internet. I think stuff that's something me and you do. I bet it's something just me and you do be on the phone, just, you know, doing the show. But, man, I went back and looked at the month numbers for July. Lord have mercy. You got like 5,000 people that are tuned in off the spot. Like, man, brand new. We just jumped brand new. So I think we need a prescription drive. I think we need a prescription drive kind of pretty soon and stuff like that. But hold on. You okay, Dan? You're not having a zombie attack, are you?
I'm trying to make sure the zombies ain't coming here to get with you.
That's one of the zombie noises. I don't know. But hold on. Anyone run these PSAs for a second, then they're going to roll up from that point on here.
This Thursday night, August 2nd, at 228 Night Club down there in Gulfport, Mississippi, it's ladies' night, y'all. It's called Welcome to My Sex Room Party. Not Ebony's Sex Room. That's the name of the thing. Welcome to My Sex Room Party. All ladies 18 and older enter free till midnight. Ladies 21 and older drink free till midnight. Fellas pay only $5 to midnight. One lucky lady or fella will win a jacuzzi suite, a bottle of champagne, and a special gift bag to enjoy a night with your special someone, fling, friend, etc. That's going down at Club 228 down in Gulfport, Mississippi. Also, that was posted by our guy Joe Ingram. We also got January Swags Edwards, and he got What's Going On, What's Your Rainbow Taste Like, 2-for-1 drinks to 12 o'clock, free body shots and free jello shots, 2-for-3. DJs live in the mix, spinning the hottest jam. This is a rainbow party, y'all. This is in Biloxi, Mississippi, 285 Oak Street down in Biloxi. Doors open at 10. This is a rainbow party, y'all. They said that, not me. This is a rainbow party also. And they did mention it 5 times. So, y'all party accordingly. Also, we got a lot of things on here posted. Same thing. Seductive Saturday Night's going on at Club 228. They're all over the place, Club 228 on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Ladies' Night on Thursday at Club 228. The address at Club 228 down in Gulfport, Mississippi is 17920 16th Street. That's 17920 16th Street in Gulfport, Mississippi. That's I-10 Exit 31 on Canal Road, and you'll be at Club 228 Bar and Grill. 18 years old to enter, 21 years old to drink. And Thursdays they got Ladies' Night. Okay. Well, my guy Beans, he got his boy, Cash Boy Music Artist Braille. New music videos on our page, Coolin. Check it out. Coolin is doing real good. Victor Johnson with his promo geniuses. You guys want to get some super cheap promotions, check him out. Email him at promogenius@yahoo.com. And don't forget to support Ken Lowe, who's on our top 10, by checking out his Dodge Inspired by You. If you vote and download, you'll get a chance. He may be able to be on a commercial, our Jimmy Lee Underground Network. The Black Rodeo, is it over? Yeah, the Black Rodeo's over. Okay, Tim.
All right, Dana, yeah, that's what's going on around Jimmy's Underground Radio Network page.
Jimmy!
And,
Tell Ebony she didn't tell us about the Captain Morgan.
I didn't see no party plug.
I guess the Captain Morgan party plug is over.
I don't see it.
Because Beans did not give us...
He didn't give us no party. I'm all the way down to July
19th. Keep going. Do you still see him?
Nothing.
I guess you Captain Morgan, the motherfucker out there, Dan. I guess they get tired of us sending everybody down to Captain Morgan. Let's find out, Beans.
We do run out of the
We need to send them from Mississippi. If they come on down, they're going to get a shot of drink. We got to get Captain Morgan out of Mississippi now. We Captain Morgan in Atlanta. Let's Captain Morgan Biloxi.
Well, I talk to the people.
Let's Captain Morgan down south then. That's what we got to do next.
You mean but everybody don't have a little Captain Nanomai's looking forward to it?
we got to get that back. We got to get that back. Because everybody do got a little Captain Man and Major Dana. But dig it, though. This zombie deal should be reported in the press, not as no hysteria, but as a warning about these synthetic drugs and what can it cause. I'm quite sure this do a whole lot of more damage than this is your brain on drugs. This is Johnny. This is Johnny on Bath Salt. And this is Johnny Bath Salting all day long. And this is Johnny eating his mama. Don't do drugs,
but see,
ladies and gentlemen.
But see, they can't give you that. They can't show you that commercial because while they're trying to show you Johnny, Johnny may eat you up.
that is true. But that's what I'm trying to say. Even if they had a live, even if it was live, a live infomercial of what Bath Salt did to the average day person, I'm quite sure it would stop. I can't take that because once a junkie is a junkie 365. You know, that's Outkast said, and it's sad that drug is out here. You know, this is worse than smack. This is worse than hate. This is worse than smack. This is worse than the boogeyman. This is worse than huffers. And this is worse than smack all up and down. You know, and it's sad, Dana. I'm sorry. It's a
all
sad
I
day.
All I know is that the zombies are kind of conveniently coming up at a certain time. That's just what it seemed like to me, Jimmy. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, Dana, I hope you're wrong.
It don't seem like I'm wrong, though. It don't seem like it. Because, you know, like the first time, that's strange. Second time, wow, they happened again. Third time, maybe. Fourth time. We had like the 40th time. You're like, shoot, that was on purpose.
Right. But this is Dana. But don't you think there should be a warning out here? There should be a warning out here.
Mickey needs to keep the Mickey at home and stop it.
But no, I mean, it's as if people are not caring, you know. And this is why I'm feeling that this has to be, and I hate to blame everything on the government control, you know. But hold on. Let me give you a snippet of the up-and-coming zombie song they got coming out here, Dan. Check this out.
Okay.
song. I got about 8 minutes left until I ended my song with another show, but that's the new Bad Song Anthem that they got out there now. They even doing videos for it, and they got people zombieing, eat people up and stuff like that. It's a commercial.
You know what I just thought about?
It's a commercial, Dana. I'll put that on my page, everybody, so y'all want to check that out pretty soon. I'm going to put that on my page, Jimmy's Underground Network page, and you can check out the little bath salt video. What's your thought?
Maybe the person that made the bath salt video is creating the zombies.
Hey, she just met you. That's crazy. Hey, she took bath salt. Your face looked tasty. That's all. That's the song. I'll repeat. Hey, I just met you. This might seem crazy. I just took bath salt, and your face looked tasty. And hey, that's the hook of the song, and that's what mainstream, and that is out there now, marketing being sold. So they even got music to the shit. Like the Chronic
well,
was the official song.
Is,
that
we need to petition to make sure that the zombies don't come our way. We need to send it out there. We can't do the show if we've been eating up, all right? I gotta say, you need to spare me and Jimmy and Ebony.
All I know is Dana.
Not our listeners.
But see, listen, we sitting there talking stuff, Dana, but there is an epidemic. Listen, they got songs now for it. Bath salt theme songs, Dana. It's a bath salt theme song.
That just goes to show you how sick we are as a society.
As I'm trying to say, Dana, that's what I'm trying to say. Where we are right now, but in the capitalist society here, everybody can make a dollar. So anyway, we winded it down right now, Dana. Why don't you go on ahead and give you a little salutations and goodbyes.
Well, Jimmy, you know, it always is a pleasure. I'm telling you, I really enjoyed tonight's show. I just keep all of this in our prayers. My shout out go out to the Jackson family, the Jesse Jackson Jr. family, so that, you know, I keep them in my prayers. I wish them peace, whatever's going on. I hope that he heals from it. You know, we can't heal as a society unless we can come together as a people. We're all part of the same race, and that's the American race. But we're all part of the same country. We're all Americans. And so, you know, we got to stand up for ours, and I'm hoping that eventually we will. No more zombies.
All right, hold on. Put you in blue right there, Dana. I had the blue room, Dana, right there, because she did say prayers and offering to the Jackson family, and I can't come with nothing really sarcastic to say about that because I don't really mess with people, religion and prayers and anything like that, you know, because I always end the show with good night and may your God be with you. But I do know this. Hey, Jesse, do you got the stomach for it, homie? Can you stomach it? Do you got the intestinal fortitude? How is your intestinal tract running, Mr. Junior? Do you really have the guts to stamina out? But that'd be wrong. No jokes about a man with half a stomach. You know, half a stomach, half a brain. But Dan is right, because I feel sorry for Jacqueline, Mother Jackson. She shouldn't have came out there and be humiliated like that by her son. No one should go out that way. But anyway, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Hope your week was beautiful like mine. Thanks for tuning in. We got one more show in August. I mean, for July. No, that's it. This last show for July. We're going to roll in August really smooth. You know, two more months. We're going to be August, September, October. Two more months to be our year anniversary, everybody. And we've been doing it up. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening thus far. And I'll give a roll call. Maybe Wednesday something we might do, like your top 10 best TV shows. All right, everybody, good night, and may your God be with you.
Do you hear that? MLDQ Productions.
You know, what did you make it for?
Make it
and I'm
free.
Profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore.
Cause I'm making mine, but you making yours.
You're making yours. You know, what did you make it for?
Make it
and-
Do you hear that? MLDQ production.
And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? You think the real in the making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore.
On this track, I stand tall as hell when I lay on it. I extend my hand, so put that pay on it. I proceed to stack Pringles and Lays on it. They say I did it again, I said I stays on it. She rocking a birthday suit, so I put some cake on it. She deserve it with that curvature, that's my take on it. First off, that's my place on it. It's not just me saying this, man, that's what they want it. I'm getting mad, hope you're doing the same. Keep that quality in it, please do not ruin the game. What I get and what I do, I include in my name. A profit bout that profit still growing, I'm proud of you, man.
Making mine, what is you making yours? Is history in the making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, what is you making yours? Is history making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm a man, and the kind that you can't ignore.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me do it.
Shake it, girl, shake it for some more. Wanna see you pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock, get low, rock, get loose, rock, get low, rock. Shake it, girl.
With a third party, Kim.
Okay, Dad, see you tomorrow, right? On in tomorrow, right?
Of course. Good night, Jimmy. And as always, it's a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, you can call in early if you like it. You ain't coming after Jimmy got so far, but I'll talk to you tomorrow now.
I'm about to rock your world.